All right. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Coded. And Stephanie Reynolds is, of course, our special person for Coded tonight, but she's going to let me share some things with you tonight. So I am Mama Becky, and we're just so glad that you're here. We're going to start just by talking and sharing with one another, okay? The other night, the Lord put something on my heart, and so I wanted to share it because I feel like it is something that that needs to be shared. And so we're going to be talking about the life factory tonight, the life factory. And when we talk about the life factory, we are including every area of our lives, you know, from homemaking to working to marriage to everything, finances, everything, everything that's included in life is a part of our life factory series. So we're going to start that off tonight. And I'm going to share a few things with you. And we know that the Bible tells us, Jesus said that I have come that you might have life and have it what? More abundantly. So we want the abundant life God has for us. And for me, I'm going to start off talking about what God gave me the other night and what I saw. And it was a dream that I had. And at the conclusion of the dream, he began to show me the little children. And I was concerned. I said, Lord, what is this with the little children? Because I know that he had always talked to me about, you know, the Titus woman and that type of thing. And I really had not really been thinking a lot about the little children as far as me sharing and doing things with them. So anyway, what he began to talk to me, there was a question that he asked, and he said, what about the little children? And I'm thinking, wow, you know, what about the little children? And he began to just show me the importance of us teaching and training the little ones that are little now. I think they have a name for them, and I think they are called millenniums or let's see what they're called. My daughter told me the other day that they had a special name, and I'm hoping I can find it here in my notes. The babies of the millennials, the alpha babies, those are the ones that we're talking about tonight, the alpha babies. Have we forgotten about them? The world today is just so busy, guys. We're so busy. We're just going on and making plans and doing everything, I think, except for putting priority where priority ought to be. And it's nothing wrong with, you know, building your legacies and generational wealth and all these kinds of things. That's okay. But we cannot forget the foundation. And when we think about the foundation, how important it is. You know, I think about my own children and I think about how, you know, different things happen in their lives and how they will go back and remember those things that were instilled in them when they were little. They were able to hold on to scriptures that were taught to them when they were little. And the other day I was talking to a teenager and I was sharing with him about the Lord. And it was like he did not want to hear it. It was like of no interest to him. You know, so it's like we've lost a generation who really don't even want to be bothered with things of the Lord. And then you have the older adults, you know, a lot of older adults are just going on with their life and it's not a priority to them. But, you know, I was thinking, I said, you know what, as an older adult, as an older Christian, we owe it to the younger generation to share the things about the Lord, to mentor them about the things of the Lord. Because you know what? One day we're going to go on. And everything that we have, because we haven't shared it, we're just going to die and that's it. You know, and I said, Lord, I don't want that to happen to me. What you have put inside of me while I still can, I want to put it inside of young people. I want to give and teach and help to train the young babies, the millennials, you know, not the millennials, but the toddlers now, the little babies that are now that are coming up. You know, the toddlers and the preschoolers and the first and second, third graders, you know, those are the ones I'm going to begin to pour into because they are the next generation. And like I was saying before, not that we have to forget about, you know, the teenagers and all of that, but we have to go right now to the little ones, so that they can grow up and carry on what we know about the Lord and teach their children and hopefully, you know, redo this thing because we have really messed up. You know what I mean? So I don't want us to be a people that ignore what is really important. And that's the word of God. That's the foundation. We cannot afford to not teach and train this next generation about the things of the Lord. You know, and as I was thinking about this, I began to think about how often do we as a family, you know, a family that has, you know, little children, how often do we sit at the table? How often do we come together and talk about the things of God? How often do we, you know, really teach them about the Lord, the scriptures? You know, now we might send our kids to a Christian school, which is awesome. That's great. Or, you know, we send them to public school. That's fine if that's what we have to do. But we cannot expect someone else to instill principles into our children. We have to do that. We have to instill the godly principles. You know, I've worked at Christian school. I've worked at preschool. And when I was teaching, it was a lot different than it is now. When I was teaching, we would give those children homework and scriptures to learn and all of that. And the parents, they would go home and the parents would work with them. They would work with them and those children would learn and that would be instilled in them. And I'm sure many of them, if you had an opportunity to talk to them, would say, yes, the word of God was instilled in them because from school to home, at home, the parents took the time, and at night, they would, you know, go over the scriptures, go over the lessons with the children, and help them to learn. But it's like we are so consumed with things. We are so consumed with living this fast life that we don't take the time to put priority on what should be priority. When I see young couples now that are teaching their children about the Lord, I am so excited because I'm saying, okay, you are raising them up in the way they should go. And it's so funny because the Bible tells us, train up a child in the way that they should go. Train up a child, you know. We have lots of conferences and we have a lot of teaching and training for adults. You know, we want to, you know, teach them how to be better leaders and teach them how to, and that's all well and good. But sometimes, you know, it's almost like that saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And sometimes people are so set in their ways, they are not willing to learn anything new. But when you have a small child and that child is so open to learn and to grow and increase and they will take that word inside of them and they will begin to speak that word. It's so funny because I was listening the other day to my granddaughter and we had gone out to eat and she said grace. And you know, when she said the grace, it was so funny because when she said it, people just kind of, they all kind of stopped to hear her pray. And I'm thinking, this is what we have to do. We have to train these children so that they are examples for other children. And, you know, I was talking to my son, Christopher, some time ago, and we were talking about how can we make this podcast more, you know, relevant? How can we make it so that people, you know, want to listen to what we're saying? And you know what? I thought about it, and I believe the best way we can do that is to obey God. Because if we do what God says to do, he said, I'll draw all men unto me. I'll draw them onto me. So if only two or three people or five or six people listen, that's good. As long as those people, it means something to them. Of course, you want more people to listen, but it is God that gives the increase. So we have to be obedient and not try to get on this train where people are, you know, doing certain things, and so that we can pull in more and more people to watch. We just have to obey God. And once we do that, God will do the rest. So that's to the side, okay? But back to being a family and doing things together as a family, praying together, studying the word of God together, that's a priority. Because when those children grow up, that's what they're going to need. That's what's going to hold them. That's what's going to keep them, is the word of God. So as simple as it might seem, it's not so simple. It's very important. I was listening to a program the other day, and they were talking about this man who wrote this book. And in the book, it was telling you how to have a more self-centered, not self-centered, but how to have a better life for yourself. And as he was talking, now, I don't know if this was supposed to be a biblical book or not, or if it was just a secular book, so I won't give the title and all that. But everything he was saying was from the word of God. Now, he phrased it a different way, but even the world knows that there is something about the word of God. Even the world uses the principles that are in the Bible. And he was talking about how important it is to watch what you say and how you speak over yourself. The Bible tells us that. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So we have to be careful what we say. But I'm sharing this with you to let you see how we as Christians sometimes back off from what we know, because we say, well, you know, the world, you know, says to do it like this and to do it like that. And because of that, you know, we're letting the world set the precedence for how we're going to live and how we're going to raise our children and how we're going to do things. I think we got that backwards. They should be looking at us and seeing how things should be done, you know. And so tonight I'm just sharing with you the importance of why we have started this Life Factory and how we're going to be bringing in different guests that are going to be talking about different things that have to do with life. And hopefully somebody is going to learn and grow and become all that God has for us. You see, God has a plan for all of us. He does. He has a plan for us. And if we can find encouragement somewhere, if we can find, then we need to do that. Because God places people in our path who can share things with us, who can help us along the way. And then that way we're able to help our families as well. And from there, help other people, because that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be building the kingdom of God. And that really is important, that we do things according to his word. And so that's what the Life Factory is going to be all about. So as I think more about what the Lord was sharing with me about the little children, who's going to help them if we don't? We're going to have another generation of people not honoring God, disobedient, disrespectful, all of these kind of things, caught up in the things of the world, if we don't do something. I heard a lady say the other day that Christians have kind of stepped back and have just allowed the world to just tell them what to do. And I said the devil is lying. That's what I said. Because God is greater And that's who we serve. We serve a living God. He's supreme above all else. So we have authority and we have power. And we're building the kingdom of God. That's what we're supposed to be doing, is building the kingdom of God. We're not supposed to just sit by and don't say anything. I know that there are different issues that have come up and different things that people are talking about, you know, and we don't want to talk about them because, you know, the cancel culture and because of all these different things that want to stop what God's word says. But we still have to be obedient, you know, and we still have to take our place, and we have to train our children to be able to do that. When I think about the little children that I see now at the preschool where I help sometimes, and I see them and they're learning the scriptures and they're learning how to pray and they're learning, you know, the things of God, it excites me. Because I'm saying, okay, God, you are moving and you are using people. You are moving. But I just want to, I guess, bring it more to light that we have kind of forgotten about the importance of laying that foundation for our children. You know, the babies, the little ones. And so this is just to bring everything back, you know, to help us to go back to being and doing what we're supposed to be doing. And that's building, you know, a foundation for our families and taking time with our children, taking time to enjoy our children and share the things of God with them. You know, as for me and my house, we will what? Serve the Lord. And that's not just saying that. We have to do that. You know, it's not enough just to pretend and, you know, and all of that. We have to be about the Father's business. This is real. This is serious. We have to be about the Father's business. And this is not to, you know, to say, oh, well, oh, I've arrived and my family's there. That's not what I'm trying to make you think. You know, it's just that all my children are grown. But I have grandchildren, and I know the importance of teaching them about the things of the Lord. Because I want them to be able to handle different situations and know that there's help for them, that they don't have to, you know, turn to the things of the world. You know, we have to watch even how we allow our children to get on the computer. There's so much stuff on the computer that can just slip in, that can open little portals in their little minds. We have to be careful, you know, with our laptops and our all these different things that they use. You know, we have to monitor what they're watching, monitor what they're doing, so that they don't accidentally open up something that can mess them up. Do you understand what I'm saying? So as you listen to me tonight, I'm hoping that I'm just giving you some things to ponder, you know, just some things to think about. You know, are you spending time with your children as you should? You know, are you teaching them about the things of the Lord? Are you being an example before them? Are you spending all of your time on TikTok? And they are seeing what you are seeing on TikTok. Are we trying to get money by doing things on TikTok just so that we can have money, not thinking about that one day our children are going to see it? So, you know, just some little things to think about tonight. What about the children? What about the children? We cannot forget the children. We can't say, oh, they'll get it. But for right now, I'm just trying to make sure they have the best this and they have the best that and they have the best, you know, of everything, you know. And I know that, you know, we do have to work, and I know that we do have responsibilities, other, you know, things that we have to take care of. But priority is still priority. And that's in taking the time to instill in them the principles of God. Because God's word will not return to him void. He watches over his word to perform it. And he has a destiny for all of our children. And we want to make sure that they work towards that destiny. We shoot them towards that destiny, right? Children are special. They are a heritage of the Lord. So as you leave here tonight, I want you to just, as a grandmother, some of you are grandparents, you know, what are you doing? How are you helping? Because remember, we're not going to be here, you know, forever, okay? So why not put what we have into the children? Why not help to give them all that we can concerning the things of God as grandparents? And even as mommies and daddies, you know, spending the time with the children and teaching them the things of God, showing them what a home is like, not just a house, but a home where there's peace for them, where there's joy for them. You know, a place where it's clean, a place where they can have fun and relax and be at ease. Are we building that kind of a home for them and ourselves? All these things are important. And I think that we are beginning to see how important it is. You know, when we see all the things that are going on in the world now, and we look at all, again, we see all the disrespect and we see all the dishonor and all of that. If we don't stand for what is right and teach our children what is right, then this is just going to continue and it's just going to get worse. So I encourage you tonight, as I'm closing, and I tell you, I'm so excited about the Life Factory. I'm so excited about Coded and the vision that God has given Stephanie, because I'm just excited to see the lives that are going to be touched and changed by God through this vehicle, because I really believe that is she has obeyed the Lord and she's obeying the Lord with this. And the good thing about it is it will help us in every area of our lives, you know. So on Thursday nights, make sure you make an effort to tune in and see what it is that she's offering. See what God has given her for that particular night. And see how I can help you and help someone else. If it's not for you, tell someone else. Tell someone who you think it might be for, so that they can listen to it and they can learn. And, you know, sometimes you're not even just learning, you're just remembering. God is bringing some things back to your remembrance. Like, oh, yeah, you know, I remember, you know, when we used to sit at the table and, you know, before we ate dinner, we would pray. And, oh, and I remember when so-and-so would fall and if they hurt their knee, or one of the children would right over say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Those are the kind of things that we want our children to be able to do. I remember when I was teaching kindergarten and there was a little girl. One day I came in and I was a little bit down, you know, and I was sitting at the desk. And so she came over to me. I'm telling you, out of the mouths of babes, God uses children. He uses these little children. So make sure we spend time with them. But anyway, she came to me and she said, "What's wrong, Miss Brewer?" And I said, "Well, nothing really." I said, "You know, I'm just kind of having maybe one of those days, but it's okay." And her little heart, she started singing. And this, you know what she started singing? Now, at the time, she didn't do the whole song. She would say, "Be encouraged. No matter what's going on, he'll make it all right." And she sang that. She said, "But you gotta be strong. Be encouraged." This is a little girl singing to me. "No matter what's going on, he'll make it all right." And I'm telling you, from that point on, it just blessed me so much that I think I even had her sing it at the graduation because it ministered so much to me. And that showed that her parents were teaching her about the things of God. That means that she was hearing music that was uplifting. She was hearing music that was going to be able to, that she would be able to pull on and share with other people and get in her little spirit. See, the music that the children listen to, it's important. What's being fed into their little spirits. And some of the music that's out there, some of the music that's out there is not music that is uplifting. It's not music that can help you to grow spiritually, you know? And what you hear, that gets into you. So it's important that we even watch what we're listening to around the children. You know, if you're up there talking about, and I guess it's okay to say, you're up there talking about shake your bottom. What you gonna say when you see your little girl up there, your little, you know, the little boys up there, shake your, you know, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know the song I'm talking about. No, we don't want them doing that. We want them to be singing about the goodness of God and how God is there to meet our needs and things that are going to uplift them. And what happens a lot of times is that your child will turn around and minister to you. Many times my children have ministered to me. But they couldn't do that if they didn't have the word in them. So I encourage you. Take time to teach your children the word of God. If they're in Christian schools and they come home with scriptures and different things, ask them, what'd you learn today? What's the scripture for this week? Have them quoted to you. Work with them, help them. You know, be there for the homework. Be there to help them do the things that's going to cause them to grow. You know, will everything be perfect? Absolutely not. But I tell you what, it'll be better than it could be because God is faithful and he's caused us to overcome. And it's the word, that word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against God. It's important what we get in our heart. It's important what these children get in their heart, people. It is. So let's do all that we can to do our part and build the right foundation, help our children to be built on a firm foundation. Amen? Well, that's about it for tonight, but I want to thank you for listening, and I want you to know how blessed I am to know that, you know, that you've tuned in tonight. And I encourage you again to check with us next week for Coded with Stephanie Reynolds. And I want you to have a good night. I want you to be blessed. And enjoy the goodness of the Lord. I just saw Pastor Dartucci. Apostle Dartucci. So hello. Love you. And I'm trying to see if I see all the people. Yes, amen, amen. So I love you all, and God bless you. Have a wonderful night, and hey, don't forget to check us out again next week on the Coded Podcast with Stephanie Reynolds. God bless you all, and remember the children. I love you, and good night.